Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, our listener. Without you guys, we couldn't get this done. Deeply appreciate it. We had a couple donations this week, and I thank you guys. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's April 19th, 1955, and the title is Stagecoach Race at Skelton Bend. A lot of stagecoaches. Well, of course, it was the Old West, so be kind of explanation there. So let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Stagecoach Race at Skeleton Bend. Prior to the advent of the railroad in the Southwest, the stagecoach and its 4 or 6 horse team carried all passengers and mail. The mail contracts were eagerly sought after, as the stage line which carried the mail usually obtained the lion's share of the business. The mail contract from Amarillo to Burnett is up for renewal, and as our story opens, two hard-faced men are making preparations to get that contract from the line that now has it.
We got the best stagecoach team in the country, sir. We got a good chance to win that race.
We're going to win that race, Moose, one way or another.
I understand Major Little Hotchkiss has some pretty fast horses, too.
Yeah. She and her niece are getting a new team, especially for the race.
They won't like the idea of losing that mail contract, will they?
She's held on to it long enough. I got a better use to put it to.
You ain't thinking of tampering with United States Mail by any chance, are you?
That's just what I'm thinking of.
Figuring on picking up a little extra cash through the mails, huh?
That's about it. But we're just talking through our sombreros unless we get that mail contract.
Them new horses Mabel's getting ain't gonna help us.
Did you find out where she's bringing them in from?
Well, I heard tell she's got a couple of cowpokes to drive them up from El Paso. They're supposed to arrive sometime today.
Only one road leading into town from El Paso, the south one. We ought to ride out and meet those folks.
Yeah, maybe we ought to arrange so Mabel never gets these horses.
I sure could put those horses to good use. Maybe even use them to pull my stage in the big race. Think we can get rid of those two cow folks?
We sure can. I sure just got enough room on the handle of my six gun for two more notches.
That the fourth time today, Pancho got to chase that bull-faced roan back to the herd.
We will soon be rid of this string of horses, Pancho. We're very close to the town of Burnett.
Cisco and Pancho good friends of Senora Mabel to drive these horses all the way from El Paso to Burnett.
Si, Pancho. And Senora Mabel is a good friend to us.
The Senora are not the only friends Cisco drive the horses for.
What are you talking about, Pancho?
Well, Pancho, talk about the Senora's niece, Senorita Alice. She is a very pretty senorita, Cisco.
She is very pretty, Pancho.
Pancho, know that's the reason we make this long trip.
That is only part of the reason, Chico.
What the other part, Cisco? What the other part?
You know the senora's stage line has the contract to carry the United States mail.
Si, Pancho, know this.
Well, the mail contract is up for renewal. In order for her to keep it, she must win a stagecoach race.
Who the senora got to beat, Cisco?
According to Senora Mabel, there are two other hombres from whom she expects trouble.
Who they?
One of them is named Sayer. I think he is the same hombre who got into trouble with the army for selling guns to the Indians.
Who the other one?
He is that big coyote called Moose.
Oh, Pancho, remember him. Cisco got the troubles with that big Moose back in Rio Hondo.
Si. And we are about to have trouble with them before we reach the town of Burnett. Oh, there.
Oh, look. Well, why'd you say this, Isco?
These two riders coming this way. One of them is Moose.
And the other hombre. Is he that say a coyote?
I have a suspicion that is exactly who it is, Pancho.
Hey, where did you two brothers steal those horses? Cisco. The Cisco kid, Pancho, sir.
The Cisco kid.
You, Moose. What did you say about stolen horses?
Say, what'd you say, you coyote, you?
Moose didn't mean nothing by that, Cisco. We thought you two were somebody else.
You are the hombre they call Sayer.
That's my name, Cisco, Martin Sayer. It's a pleasure to meet up with you.
Is it? I think you had in mind to help yourself to these horses we are taking to Senora Hotchkiss.
Si, because they're so fast that they...
Get up, Pancho.
Well, I ain't glad to meet up with you, Cisco. Only way I want to see you is through the sights of a gun barrel.
Out of the way, Pancho. There's nothing stopping you, hombre. Go ahead.
Ah, shoot it.
No gunplay. Now, look, Cisco, there's no need for anything like this.
There is no need for further talk, hombre. Either you and your gunman make your fight, or get out of here.
Yes, better for you two bandidos to get out of here.
All right, Cisco. Let's get a moose gun him down.
Bueno, Pancho.
That blame bullwhip must have broken my wrist.
Pancho, use the bullwhip again on you, you coyote, you.
Go ahead, Moose. Reach for your other gun.
He not go for the other gun, Cisco. After you shoot the first one from the town.
Oh, you're on report,
Moose. Let's get back to town. We'll meet again, Cisco. Next time, it'll be different.
Next time, Cisco and Pancho fix you again, you coyote.
Just remember, dead men don't do no fix.
Few days, Senora Mabel, and the horses we drove up for you will be in top condition.
Well, I sure do appreciate that you and Pancho brought them horses, Cisco.
Pancho told us of the trouble you had with Martin Sayre and Moose Judson.
That trouble is the kind we can handle, Senora Dallas.
Now, you be careful, Cisco. Them two polecats would as soon drive our shells not.
Not you worry, Senora Mabel. We watch them.
Oh, land sakes alive. There it goes again. That's the sheriff.
How you can tell, Senora?
Well, there's no mistake in the gentle touch of Sheriff Wilkins. Now, you look here, Mabel Hotchkiss. Them new horses of yours have been in my alfalfa field. Keep them out.
You keep your fences mended and they wouldn't get in there in the first place, Zeke Wilkins.
I'll tend to my fences.
I'll tend to the horses. They're in my barn. They'll stay there.
Now, look here, Sheriff, and you also, Aunt Mabel. Couldn't you have gotten the same result by being nice to each other?
Ah! Oh, might well be nice to a wild bull.
Wild bull, am I? Well, let me check. Say, you're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Say, I am the Cisco kid.
Not forget Pancho, Senor Sheriff.
I ain't forgetting neither one of you. Martin Sher and Moose Jensen told me how you picked a fight with them.
Yeah, that I am Maverick, Senor Sheriff. Cisco and Pancho not study fight.
Well, if either of you make any more trouble, I'll throw you into jail.
Now, see here, Senor
Sheriff. And that's the final word to all of you.
Why, that two-legged drunk!
Oh, calm down, Aunt Mabel. It isn't worth it.
Santo, that sheriff got a bad temper.
What is the matter with him, Senora Mabel?
Oh, he just don't like no one, including himself. Oh, I'm going to go fix some food.
Pancho, better go help you, Senora Mabel.
Come along, Pancho. You look like you ought to be able to eat about 20 flapjacks and a half dozen eggs.
Senora Mabel reads Pancho's mind. This is the best way to get rid of his throat.
Senorita Alice, why does the sheriff act that way to your aunt?
Oh, he's been after Aunt Mabel to marry him for 5 years. Every time she turns him down, it makes him madder.
Then why does he keep asking her?
Well, they really like each other, but just when they get to a point where Aunt Mabel will say yes to him, something like this happens, and then they get mad again.
In other words, the sheriff does not know the right time to pop the question.
That's it exactly, Cisco. The sheriff thinks the only way to make up after they've had a fight is to ask her to marry him. And, of course, she won't when she's angry at him this way.
And I can see the sheriff is an hombre who will not listen to explanations when he is angry.
Just look at the way he refused to listen to your explanation about Sarah and Moose.
See, Senorita Alice, they must have lied convincingly.
I wonder why they did it.
Because Pancho and I have helped Senora Mabel. Anything that helps her keeps them from winning that race.
Aunt Mabel said they tried to dry gulch you.
What they have already told the sheriff, they can say we attacked them.
Don't take any chances, Cisco. Sarah and Moose will do anything to win that stagecoach race. And now they know they've got to get rid of you before they can.
Too bad, May people caught those new horses of hers before they filled up on that alfalfa.
When we pulled down that section of the sheriff's fence, I was hoping them horses had eat enough of that green alfalfa to make them sick.
Well, they didn't. You ain't going to win that mail contract unless we put them out of the running.
Yeah, them and the Cisco Kid.
How do you figure to get rid of them?
I'll show you when we get to the barn. Mabel's keeping them new horses in.
You can't run them out of there without the sheriff, Cisco, and the whole town knowing about it.
I got no intention of running them out of the barn. That's why I bought this can of cool oil.
You going to set the barn afire?
Correct. And we're going to dry gulch Cisco and Poncho at the same time.
The same time? I know they'll come out of the house to save the horses. But how are we going to gun them down without being seen?
We'll be in the barn.
You, loco, we'll be burned same as those horses.
Not if we start the fire at the front of the barn and hide ourselves at the back in the hayloft.
It might work at that. We could get Cisco and Poncho and be out of the barn before the fire reached us.
It will work. With Cisco out of the way and those blasted horses burned, that mail contract is as good as mine.
I can see too much out here in the dark, Cisco.
The moon will come out from behind the clouds, Poncho, and we'll be able to see a lot better.
Poncho, I think those bandidos bought the Senora Mabel's horses the night before the stagecoach race. They're not one to tangle with, Cisco.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Chico.
All right.
Well, we'll ride once more on the corrals and the stables and then turn in for the night.
Si. Poncho, can you sleep, Cisco?
Poncho. Look, back there, the barn.
There.
Thought I saw a flicker of fire.
Where's Cisco? Santo, that barn on fire. The horses is.
Come, Poncho. Up there.
Go, go.
We must try to save the horses, Poncho. We are going in after them.
But we be burned too, Cisco.
Not if we work fast, Poncho. Hold up. Ho. Grab some of these grain sacks and dip them in the water trough, Poncho.
Poncho, do it, Cisco. But what Poncho do with these sacks after they wet?
Use the sacks to blindfold the horses in the burning barn. Horses are afraid of fire. They will not leave the barn. Hurry, Poncho.
Poncho, hurry, Cisco.
Remember, the most important thing is not to remove the wet sack after the horse is out of the barn.
Why, Cisco, why?
If you do, the horse will run back into his stall. That is home to him. It's the only place he feels safe.
Poncho, see now, Cisco. If the stall is burning, the horses will be burned to death.
Madre mia, that fire is spreading fast.
Cisco, them horses. I'm going in after them.
Poncho and I will get them, Senora Mabel. You and Senorita Alice remain here.
Yeah, we get them, Senora.
Cisco, Poncho, you'll be burned.
Don't go into that barn, you'll be burned to death! And little do Cisco and Poncho know that inside that barn lies not only death by fire, but death from the guns of Moose and Sayer. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Stagecoach Race at Skeleton Bend. When Cisco and Poncho delivered a string of horses to their friend Mabel Hotchkiss and her niece Alice, they knew the horses were to be used in a stagecoach race to decide who would get the contract for carrying the mail. But Martin Sayer and Moose Judson are determined to win the mail contract at any cost. Setting fire to the barn where the horses are kept, they lie in wait with their rifles ready as Cisco and Poncho rush in to rescue the horses. No.
Poncho, that's your signal to keep the barn, Cisco. Smoke through, Cisco.
There are two horses now.
Hey, Poncho, there's someone else in the barn. They shoot at us. That bullet comes close to the barn's head.
Fire is spreading so fast that whoever is shooting at us will have to get out of here also. Quickly, let us get those horses.
Poncho, cover the eyes of these two horses, Cisco.
I will get the other four.
Oh, quiet. Oh, Poncho, it hurt you.
Here. You leave those three horses, Poncho. I will take these three.
Poncho, follow you, Cisco. Poncho, hope we get out of here.
We are going out the same way we came in, amigo.
No. Smell the fresh air.
See, Poncho, the horses smell it, too.
Hurry,
Poncho, you're safe. You did it.
Jumping, jumping. I gave you two up for dead.
here. Let me take them horses from you.
Oh, I'll help you with them, Mabel.
Did anyone come out of that barn besides us, Senorita Alice?
Oh, no, Cisco. I didn't see anyone. What were those gunshots I heard?
Those gunshots are what I am talking about. I think I know who set the fire and tried to drag us just.
Sarah and Moose?
That is who I think, Senorita. And when I prove it, those two will answer to me.
I can fix these stagecoach brakes so they won't work when pressure's put on us there.
Yeah. Like, for instance, the hairpin turn at Skeleton Bend?
Yeah, that'll put them out of business for sure.
We're overlooking something, Moose. If Mabel's driver, old Luke, suddenly died of lead poisoning, someone else would have to drive.
Yeah. Now, in Cisco, you can be sure he'll be the one to take Luke's place.
When that stagecoach hits Skeleton Bend at full tilt without any brakes, it'll bounce off the road and drop 150 feet to the bottom of the canyon.
Yeah. That fixes the brake.
Yeah, good. Let's get going. We got to take care of Luke. I know just where to find him.
Yeah, you're a hard man to beat there. You don't play fair. First Luke, then the Cisco kid.
And anyone else who gets in my way.
Howdy, Mabel.
Alice.
Got bad news. Luke, your driver's been killed. Shot in the back.
Oh, no. Poor Luke.
Who done it, Sheriff? Who's the varmint that shot him? Come in!
Oh, dear Sheriff. You already know about old Luke, the driver, Senora Mabel.
Yeah. Ezekiel just told me.
Can't you like to find a sneaking coyote who would do such a thing?
As a matter of fact, Senor Sheriff, I think Luke was murdered by Martin Thayer and Moose Judson.
Can you prove it?
Not yet, Senor Sheriff. But I guarantee you they will be safely behind the bars of your jail before this day is over.
Who the Senora were got to drive the horses for the stagecoach race this afternoon?
Unfortunately, no one. Oh, Luke's the only one in these parts that was able to handle a good team around a hairpin turn like the one at Skeleton Bend.
And you look not the only one, Senorita Alice.
That is right, Senorita. Pancho can handle the ribbons of a six-horse team better than anyone I know.
See, Pancho better than anyone Pancho know, too.
Well, I didn't know that, Pancho. By thunder, then we still got a chance to keep the mail contract.
I will go along with Pancho, Senora Mabel.
This race is the last chance those coyotes have to get at the mail contract. They're sure to try another underhanded trick.
What you say is true, Cisco. They won't stop at nothing.
Neither will I until those killers pay for their crimes.
Up, come on! Go, go, go! Madam,
here, Cisco. These stagecoach horses run fast. Those coyotes there are moose far behind us. I shall get them beat already.
No, Chico. They have not even let out their horses. I expect them to give us a fight.
Is that the reason Cisco brings Diablo along?
Say, Pancho, I may need Diablo yet.
We're coming to Skeleton Bend, Cisco. They're the big boulders Senora Mabel tell us to look for.
They're going downhill and gaining speed. Pancho, you better start using the brake to slow the stagecoach.
Yeah, Pancho, do this.
Cisco! Cisco, the brake doesn't work.
What do you mean, Pancho?
Pancho, push the brake with his feet and nothing happens.
Santos, now I know why those coyotes stayed so far behind us. They must have put the brake out of working order.
Cisco, we'd be killed when the stagecoach goes around Skeleton Bend.
See, we will be unless...
Unless what, Cisco?
I think I can use the arrow to help us, Pancho.
Why do you do it, Cisco?
Diablo! I am getting the rope off Diablo's saddle.
What?
There. I have it. I will tie one end of this rope to the back of the stagecoach.
I can't help it, Cisco.
I will tie the other end of the rope around the saddle horn after I jump on Diablo's back. Perhaps Diablo can hold back the coach when you go around Skeleton Bend.
It's worth a try, Cisco.
Well, the rope is tied, Pancho. Now, Diablo, come on, lock down here.
That's a good jump to Diablo's back, Cisco. Pancho, hope that rope holds.
Oh, Diablo, hold, hold.
Oh, bueno, bueno. Pancho, beat the stage close. Slow it down.
Oh, come on. Hold on, hold on.
Slow around the bend. Hold on, hold.
Easy, Diablo, easy, easy.
Bueno, Cisco. Rope holds. We stay around Skeleton Bend.
Stay, amigo. The road ahead to the finish line is clear. Up, Diablo. Yeah.
We're going to win the race, you so. You're going to Mabel get the mail contract. Oh, come on. Go, go, go.
Those coyotes are shooting at us. Pancho, take the stage coach across the finish line.
Faster, caballo. Faster, go. Faster.
Now, you banditos, for a taste of your own medicine. Oh, there. Oh, oh. Easy, Diablo. Let them get closer.
Get this up there. Calm down.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
The race is over for you two coyotes.
This shotgun in my hand says that it ain't. Climb down off that horse, Cisco.
All right, hombre. Since you have a gun on me.
You crossed me for the last time, Cisco.
You set fire to Senora Mabel's barn. Right, dear?
That's right. And if the fire hadn't spread so fast, it'd have got you then.
And you killed Luke, the driver.
Yeah. I thought I'd get rid of you and your partner when your coach hit Skeleton Bend. But getting you this way is even better.
So you think you are going to kill me?
I don't think it. I know it. And right now.
Yeah, you missed, hombre. You will not get another chance to use that gun.
Yeah, just gun over your head.
This fist of mine in your face. Something to say about that.
It's dirty.
And another punch.
Oh.
Put it in. You're stuck.
That's your last fight, Cisco. I'm coming down after you.
Wait a long time to get my hands on you. I do not intend to waste any time in finishing you off.
We'll see about that, Cisco.
See, we will. And these punches will do it. Up on your feet, both you coyotes. You will pay in full for every crime you have committed. That I can promise you.
Hey, I sure had a lot of things wrong, Cisco. I'm very grateful to you for exposing them two bandits, Moose and Sarah.
Anyone is privileged to make a mistake, say your sheriff.
Yeah, but he's been abusing the privilege.
Oh, now, Aunt Mabel, don't you start anything. Zeke has been holding his temper down like a gentleman.
See, and the sheriff even smiled at Pancho when he told Pancho that the senora win the race in the mail contract.
You've changed, Zeke. Oh, I'm mighty proud of it. Well, thank you kindly, Mabel. After I prove to you that I can keep my temper, I'm going to ask you again to marry me.
Why the sheriff wait? Why the sheriff not ask the senora right now?
Pancho.
Oh, go on with you, Pancho.
I think Pancho's right. How about it, Zeke?
Well, fact is, I'd like to,
what the matter, senor sheriff?
Well, don't know any fancy words, doggone it. She always turns me down when I ask her straight out.
Pancho, know what you say.
What?
Senora Mabel, into an hombre's life there come a time when his heart feel empty. And this the time when the hombre need a wife. And in all the world, and from all the señores, this hombre find the one what he want to marry.
Oh, Zico, that's the most beautiful thing you ever said.
No.
And the señora know that this señor, the only hombre in the whole world for her. Because when he serenade her, he feel her heart go pitty-patty, 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 pitty-patty. And she know it is the hombre that make her happy.
Eh? I do, Mabel? I didn't know I made you feel that way.
Senor Sheriff Zeke, you want to ask the Senora Mabel to marry you?
I do.
And you, Senora Mabel, you want to ask the Senor Sheriff Zeke?
I do.
And Pancho now pronounce you to be engaged to be married. Come, we go look up the padre and make the arrangement.
Oh, hey, Mabel. Oh, Zeke.
I never knew Pancho was such a good arranger.
He sure is. He even arranged things the right way for me.
What things, Senorita Arnes?
Well, things like getting everyone out of the room so I could...
See?
Oh, this girl.
Oh, Senorita. Hey, Pancho.
That's a fine wedding, Senora Mabel and the Sheriff Zeke house.
It was, Chico. And I noticed that after the wedding, you had three helpings of each kind of food they had at the banquet.
Yeah, Pancho only do that to be polite, Chico.
To be polite?
Senora Mabel tell Pancho to help himself, and send it to Alice, Lady Hill Pancho, and Sheriff Zeke asked Pancho to eat with him. And Pancho that could turn down the three helpings.
I suppose you are right, amigo.
And Pancho glad Pancho is still a single hombre, though.
You are, Chico? Why?
And Pancho glad because of the big difference between the single hombres and the married hombre.
Oh? And is there a big difference between a single hombre and a married hombre?
Yes, Chico. Big difference. Big difference.
Well, then tell me, amigo, what is the difference between a single hombre and a married hombre?
And Pancho told you. A single hombre got no buttons on his shirt.
And a married hombre?
A married hombre? Not got no shirt.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.